what I'd like to do is just, this is a small group that is working on themselves, realizing, like you said, that our internal work is the PowerPoint, you know, to turn the external world around. And still, they're not, most of them are not completely free of fear of what may happen, especially as these things are being announced. And most recent announcement is Biden's declaration of door-to-door helping you to get the vaccine and see that, yes, you really do want this. And we have somebody right here to give it to you. And a lot of the people have been predicting that the next stage of that is to come with enforcement. And I don't know whether that's technically even feasible, because there are tens of millions of people that have decided that they don't want the vaccine at this point. And
I think a lot of it is just, it's a battle of our minds. So a lot of what they're saying is not really going to come to fruition. It's just about seeing how many people will comply.
Right.
You know, it's all scare tactics. Look at how many people they were able to get to take this experimental injection without really forcing them. They did a pretty good job on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay home to lose their businesses. So this is, people need to remember, it truly is a war of the mind. And they have to remember that and stand strong and find kindred spirits, kindred souls to associate with, because you need strength, because it's, the psychological warfare will get worse as time goes on. And you have people like-minded around you, you'll remember what's important.
That's right. I mean, I think that through Homeland Security or something, they just declared that people who question the vaccines, the whole Republican Party and people who question the lockdowns, they're all classified as domestic terrorists now, which is part of what you're talking about.
Well, the country was founded on domestic terrorists.
That's true. They were the leaders, right?
Yeah. So.
So in a way, it's a good sign.
Exactly. They're just saying whatever they want to. This is a bunch of lies. I mean, to me, I don't care what they say. It's a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
They have to get us to consent. They have to get us to believe this. So stand, be strong with like-minded people and stand firm in truth and your spirit, being close with spirit, close with God. And you will always know the right answer when you do that. But it has to come from your heart. It's a personal journey. And to me, you know, you do that, you also know that you need to defend the more weak and vulnerable. And then you have more of your tribe around you. And that gives you more courage and strength. And that grows. And then that's, people will see that and it will give them something to look up to other than, you know, just joining the board kind of thing. It's, that will be contagious in itself in a good way. It's about standing strong and standing in truth. And remember about all the things in the past, in the recent past that people have been through. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing compared to what our ancestors went through, even if you look back at the last few wars. So we can do this. This is just, it's in our minds. It's a battle in our minds. So we have to stand strong.
Right. So you take care of your own internal terrain, not just your body, but your thoughts and your emotional state, things like that.
That's the most important thing. Yeah. And for a lot of people, that's hard. They became disconnected. So they have to become reconnected again.
Stop meditating on the television and turn it to a different focus, right?
And I told people, I said, no matter what your religious background or maybe didn't have a religion, if for me, and I've seen other people find comfort, look at what Jesus Christ did in the Bible. He was a very unique individual.
Yeah.
You know, when he walked the earth, how he spoke and his lessons and how he treated everybody was amazing. And if you see that and you really try to be living your life like that, you get all the answers. That's what comforts me when I get upset and I don't know where to go, what to do. I remind myself of what he taught and how he was when he walked the earth, and then you know what to do.
He had this bless and love your enemies thing, you know, which is really different than people's automatic reaction sometimes. So
he got angry. He said there's a time and place for everything, but his time at that moment was about was not for fighting a battle, but he did throw over tables and temples did crumble to the ground, so it wasn't all that.
Right. But there's some power in not responding according to the script you're supposed to be in.
Sure. Exactly. Right? There's a lot of lessons to be learned there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of lessons. And to approach everybody with love to see the spirit within them, but not everybody may respond the same way, but you'd be surprised if you finally treated them as a person.
And yeah. They might be confused enough to stop, you know, being crazy.
It's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons to be learned in there, but that's, to me, that's always brings you back to base, brings you back to center.
Right.
So that's my recommendation. That's what's helped me. And that's what's given me strength when I didn't know where to turn.
Right. Right. Couple of things that came to my mind. One is you mentioned things that I heard you talking about in the Free and Brave event. What town was that in California though?
Yuba City.
Yeah, Yuba City. I used to live near there. Tom Martin was over there talking about a lot of these things, like David Martin. And the patents, you know, from 2002 and things like that. And I just, you know, the Five Doctors platform is great. I mean, those presentations are really helpful. And what Reiner is doing in Europe with the World Doctors Alliance and getting ready to sue various agencies and things like that.
Yeah, I hope that goes forward. I still feel like it's going to be coming from the masses of people, the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tom Renz, he's an attorney that's been fighting for our rights. He had a whistleblower come up to him that has inside information about, in our government, there are 11 or 12 different reporting agencies for vaccine injuries for this COVID.
That's a 45,000 one?
Yes, and he reported that there's 45,000 deaths within 3 days of taking the vaccine. That was that reporting system.
Wow, within three days. That's hard to say it was a coincidence then.
So I'm assuming that means over the length of time since these injections have been given out. So they were reporting on if the person died within 3 days, within 72 hours of getting their injection, and they said 45,000 people died within 3 days.
That's a high bar. I mean, that's really significant. The other thing is in that database, you know, compared to VAERS, for example, because in VAERS, it's supposed to be between 1 and 10% of the actual cases get reported. So I wonder if that same ratio would hold with the other database.
We don't know, because I know I wasn't privy to all these other reporting databases. So obviously there's another.
No, I never heard of them.
Yeah. And I always thought there was because of the EMR system and keeping track of people. I'm sure there are other ways, but
yeah,
I hope that goes forward and the truth comes out in that way.
What I'm totally focused on, you know, solutions, and I happen to agree with you completely that it's going to be generated from the internal work of a certain number of people changing their whole focus and mindset and emotional state, and then becoming the patient zero group of a pandemic of consciousness, and that spreads and becomes super contagious and changes the electromagnetic energy of the whole planet, so that the spontaneous thoughts that people start experiencing and they don't know why start being inspirational instead of fear oriented.
Exactly. Yeah. There'll probably be a separation of the energies, one reality and another reality.
I know. I just want to help as many of the people on the bad side as we can.
Of course, of course.
You know, they're prisoners too.
All of our choices, but yes.
Right, right. So the best way is to better start that new pandemic. That's kind of the focus, right? That's what you're doing. You're being contagious all over the place.
Yeah, and so, like I said, I'm, you know, talking about these facts about the injections, I mean, how much more can we do that? We have to start looking and starting to actively do something positive.
That's what I was thinking. It gets a little bit redundant, you know. And then people start responding that, like, there's no hope and everything's terrible and we're all about to die. And they make that a self-fulfilling prophecy. And they don't realize that they're putting their power into manifesting it.
Exactly. So that's the trick, is that these demonic Satan cannot create anything. He's working and whispering in people's ears or influencing them. People are the ones actually carrying out doing it, right?
Isn't it interesting that in the academic world, because I was listening to what you were saying about how the academic and medical people are trained now with the memorization instead of actual learning and fake science, which is that it's bad to have unapproved thought instead of questioning everything. And what I was taught in one university program was if you want to be a real scientist, you know, which is like one of the best people in the world, obviously. You're better than all these non-scientific people who don't know. There's some requirements for you. You have to have no opinion and no emotion. Those are two of the big ones. So, and they actually said this in a class. And, you know, so I'm saying that that's good guidance. You just reverse whatever they say and figure it's pretty trustable.
Yeah, just do the opposite of what they say.
You have to check because once in a while they tell the truth by mistake. But
well, they have to feed you some truths so that keeps going.
Mix it in, yeah, to show their credibility. But yeah. I'm thinking that, you know, the reason I wanted to play a song in the beginning was that, yeah, we can say all these things that are academically, you know, correct, even real science and all that. But there's a change of heart and emotional state that's really going to tell what happens.
100%, because it doesn't matter what's happening around the world, what chaos, because if you deny human rights to yourself and to others, it's over. Humanity is over. And you've enslaved yourself. That is the main thing. I mean, you lose your heart. Like, I'm willing to die for other people. It's not a big deal because I know where I go.
Well, the die in quotes, I mean, it's not what they say it is. But, you know, the hard part is when you don't die and you're stuck here.
And so people are willing to sacrifice others for their little, for a couple more days here. I mean,
think about
we're really dealing with is that is no matter what's going on, what kind of, you know, matrix they're creating for us to make us fearful. Don't ever forget the most important things, what makes us human, the empathy and the conscience and the love. And if you forget that or choose not to be connected with that, I mean, you lost yourself as a human. So that's what we're dealing with. What will people choose when the time comes, when everything's down?
And I think if we get strong enough in ourselves, what one completely open person with no blocks could actually transmit, not from yourself, but from what comes through you, could be enough to help a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Even if you can't talk to them.
Yes.
And just by resonance.
People need to just see others that are very strong in that, in that faith and that truth. And then we need another person, right?
Yeah.
That energy is contagious.
Just like in the pandemic movies where it just turns the whole map red and everything, except in a positive way. I remember in the early 50s, because I'm probably a generation or two older than you, but I was riding my bike to the community swimming pool, and I was 5 years old, and I'd just spend the day there, and nobody thought anything. It wasn't dangerous, you know.
That too.
Nobody was mugging you, nobody would think of stuff like that.
Nobody knew where we were. We drove, rode our bikes everywhere.
There's thoughts and feelings in the atmosphere. And I think one of the reasons they want us in fear is they know we're generators of frequency.
Of course. We are really creating all of this to ourselves.
Yeah.
Not really being conscious that we are. We are doing it to ourselves.
It's like a really high-tech movie. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was super interesting, and I'll shut up in a minute because I know you have to go. Okay. But each one of us is creating that entire movie, including the characters that are the other people in our movie. We're affecting them too. But at the same time, they're the center of their movie. I mean, each one of them, and they're all intricately, seamlessly interconnected in a way that's just unimaginable how that kind of harmony could be designed. And so anybody as the star of the movie, because each one is, could affect the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And is.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true.
And one focused one has a stronger impact than a million scattered, fearful ones.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Because thank goodness, you know, love is such a powerful frequency and negates a lot of the lack of love, which is the fear.
Yeah, you heard about the Japanese water experiments, right?
Emota?
I think so. It was, he had a lab tech focusing on each of three glasses of water.
Yes, I talked about
the feeling of I love you, I hate you, which I wouldn't have participated in that, but that's what they did. And the third one was ignoring it completely, which was the worst. And the crystal structure of the water changed completely, which eliminates any question of how much power your internal state has over everybody else, even if you say nothing. But nobody has scaled that up to the point that I'd really like to see it scaled up to. And I don't see any reason we can't. We must have a subconscious belief that it only works in a small way. And I think that's just a belief.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we had a great public school in Dearborn, Michigan, and we did the seedling experiment way back then, where the seedlings, one was told, we love you, and nothing, and one, you're terrible.
Yeah.
Such a drastic difference, and it made such an impression, definitely on me. I never forgot that experiment. That's a cheap thing. Every child should learn that. Everybody should be teaching that.
Works even on so-called inanimate objects are affected. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the whole thing was made by God. Yeah. You know, and so people working with computers and thinking of all even numbers, that random number generator starts being more even numbers, and the cars work longer without breaking down when the silly lady who's driving the car says, I love you, car. And yeah, it has this massive effect on the car, you know, even, I mean,
behind all these important points to people, they don't want you to know about that.
No.
Power of, you know, just like genetic, we can change our genetics back to the original genome if they've been genetically modified.
Yeah.
Frequency.
Yeah, that's something I didn't bring up, and I maybe should have brought up. We could do it in another episode sometime, is all the things that people can do if they're one of the tens of millions that got the shot and are now sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there is a lot they can do.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, you have a chance. This stuff is cumulative, so this is why you want to stop, of course, because it's harder once you start.
That's why they're just now announcing that, oh, sorry, you need some more shots. We forgot to tell you.
Well, in the UK, they're saying they need a shot every month now.
I know.
People there are so amazing with their protests. They know what it's about. I'm so proud of them. And they're not dying like they're supposed to. So
I know.
It's almost laughable.
At the super spreader events, right?
Yeah,
you're about to have a super spreader event in Missouri.
Yeah, so their plan is not working because it shows you the power of intention. That shows you how strong we are. They don't have weapons. They have nothing there, but they have each other, and they have the truth, and they have this will and the spirit that is driving them, and it's working.
That's another thing that's denigrated in academia, medical and PhD school, is imagination. That's totally stupid, you know, not reliable, unscientific, all this stuff. And actually, people are using it constantly, and it's very powerful, and it's working. They're just imagining what they're worried about.
Yeah.
What if that happens? Well, what if that person doesn't like me, you know?
I said the secret is these man-made bioweapons are always going to be weak and fragile, and they're never that powerful. That's the secret they don't want you to ever know, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
So they tried worse things to us in the past. They didn't work. And so this time they finally realized that they needed to get us to believe that it is dangerous and deadly, and that they've done a good job so far of the mass hypnosis, because that's what they realized. Because the second we realized that it can't really hurt us, I mean, only for a small time or a small group of persons can these biological weapons do that. But overall, on a large scale, no. And it's all us.
What do you think was happening when those people initially were falling on their faces?
That was a direct energy weapon. That was that's totally different.
That wasn't even normal 5G. That was something real specific and turned off.
They did something they shouldn't have. They probably were experimenting with some of the hydrogel in them as well. And then when they turned up the frequency, it was too much for the transfusers and for the people that blew them up. They didn't do it right.
It's an interesting thing that they're putting power supplies on the 5G antennas that are like 100 times more than they need to operate.
Yeah.
Just by chance, I guess. Right?
Yeah. So it's that one. maybe they didn't mean to do that, you know, but they took that opportunity to make an excuse to forward this plan.
It was a successful theatrical production, at least.
That was definitely not a virus. It never was.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're not just walking along and then you fall over. Mm-hmm. It's not the usual course. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm sorry. I enjoy talking to you. So.
Yeah, it's been a great talk. Thanks, Richard. Yeah. Thanks. Have a great night.